Students at the Hoguk Middle School in Ilsan, just outside of Seoul, have a unique assignment. Their task is to go online to message boards and other forums and write positive, cheerful comments. Teachers and other adults hope that these comments will discourage others from leaving vicious and negative remarks. 15-year-old Kim Hee-ju explains what she usually posts.
학교 홈페이지에 들어가서 그냥 친구들한테 선물을 남기기도 하고.
She says on her school's homepage, she writes thank you messages to friends, family, and teachers. And also, if she sees people making bad comments about celebrities, she leaves nice messages because when people see positive comments, they are more likely to stop saying bad things and change their attitude. The Hoguk School is participating in a nationwide program called the Sunful Movement. It's a play on words in Korean, meaning good reply. The aim is to stop cyberbullying and create a more positive atmosphere on the internet. Online attacks are an increasing problem in South Korea, one of the world's most connected nations. The National Police Agency receives tens of thousands of complaints every year, but there is not much they can do to stop it, since attackers are often anonymous. In the worst cases, authorities say cyberbullies pressured some celebrities and ordinary people to take their own lives. That is why the Sunful Movement's founder, Min Byung Chol, an English professor at Seoul's Kungguk University, began the program 3 years ago. Min says research indicates many of the attackers are under the age of 30.
Young kids, they are stressed out because of the schoolwork. They have to prepare for their college entrance examination. They just write whatever they feel. That's one of the ways to exit their frustration and the stress.
16-year-old Lee Jae-ho was himself a victim of cyber attacks. He began receiving nasty messages on his homepage on a social networking site. Lee says once a bully begins an attack, it creates a chain reaction.
그냥 요즘 이게 엄청 한국에는
He says some people in South Korea just take pleasure in abusing, and then other people see the negative comments and join in. South Korea is not alone in combating cyberbullying. An Australian high school recently suspended students for posting hateful comments about a teacher on Facebook, and lawmakers in one U.S. state are trying to make attacks using social media illegal following the suicide of a young girl who received abusive messages online. The Sunful Movement's founder, Min Byung Chol, says South Korea, with its years of experience in dealing with these social problems, can serve as a model for other nations.
We can share our knowledge, we can share our experience, we can help them out as well, because it's coming. Because we're living in this mobile society, this internet society. It is our role to bring our efforts together so that we could prevent people killing themselves from this cyberbullying.
새학기도 됐으니까 다시 올해 우리가 선풀 클럽을 또 시작을 하는데.
Back at the Hoguk Middle School, teacher Kim Eun-young says she has seen a difference in her students since her school began the Sunful program.
한국의 중학생들은 이렇게 감사하다, 사랑한다 이런 표현을
She says Koreans do not really say thank you or I love you to friends or parents, but this lets them be anonymous and not face to face, so they feel more comfortable saying those kinds of things. Kim says bullying at her school, both on and offline, has decreased and students and teachers get along much better now. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.